Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
It is time now for Ask an Expert. Every weekday at this time on KCBS, we give you direct access to top experts in various fields. Today, federal officials are sharing details of a global investigation that busted a multi-million dollar gambling operation with ties to NBA figures and organized crime. Among those arrested, Trailblazers coach, 2024 NBA Hall of Fame inductee Chauncey Billups, and 10-year veteran point guard Terry Rozier. This comes months after the NBA concluded its own gambling investigation. To help us break down what this means for the sports world, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by independent sports journalist June Lee, whose work has appeared in the New York Times, ESPN, and the Washington Post. Our Stephen Langford is also here. If you have a question that you would like answered, you can email us at askus@kcbsradio.com. June Lee, welcome. This investigation was called Operation Royal Flush. What can you tell us about how it went down?
Yeah, so over the course of the last few years, there's been investigations into Terry Rozier in particular. That was made public a few years ago into whether or not he was using these prop bets, which are bets on small actions that can happen within a sports game. And there were some bets that were made that kind of caught the eye of federal investigators and regulators that seemed unusual. There was a game when Terry Rozier was playing for the Charlotte Hornets where he exited with a foot injury, and there were a particular number of bets that profited greatly off of Rozier leaving that game. As a result, federal investigators began looking into Rozier, and they discovered a gambling ring that involved former Cleveland Cavaliers assistant coach Damon Jones that was also in connection to illegal poker games that are happening in conjunction with the New York City Italian Mafia that also implicated Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups, who was coaching a game as recently as last night.
Yeah, unbelievable stuff. And June, great to talk with you. I do subscribe to your YouTube channel, and I highly recommend that everyone do the same. June's great at this. Now, as far as Rozier's arrest, the previous NBA investigation found he didn't violate any of their rules. What exactly happened there? Did the NBA not do enough digging? Did the NBA maybe even sweep this one under the rug as sports betting was rapidly rising? I'm very confused with the Rozier situation.
I don't have any original reporting on what happened with the NBA investigation. So I don't want to speculate that on that in particular. What I will say is that the optics for the NBA doing their own investigation, that reporting then getting leaked out to ESPN over the course of the last year or so, and then after the NBA quote unquote clearing Terry Rozier, the FBI coming in and arresting Terry Rozier is a very, very bad look for the NBA, because so much of the language that has existed around sports gambling since its legalization and the mass adoption of the sports gambling apps across the country has been, you know, this is something that allows us to better regulate and better get a sense of when illegal things may or may not be happening. If the NBA looked at the situation and found nothing, and it turns out the federal investigators are coming in and finding something different, it speaks poorly to the NBA's ability to regulate itself and find bad actors within the system.
Gambling on sports is everywhere now. It's legal in many locations, not in California, but you have DraftKings and the like. Is that just exacerbating a problem that's been around as long as there's been sports?
I think that there's a larger cultural shift that's happening in the United States right now. I'm actually working on an op-ed for the New York Times on this topic and have been leading up to this moment, so the timing is kind of serendipitous there. But it's a situation where I think that throughout all of our culture currently, I think that there's this gambling mindset that has taken over. I mean, I think one of the things that really kind of blew this out of, blew my mind in regards to how much gambling culture has taken over was when the assassination of Charlie Kirk took place. And I remember seeing tweets about Tauchi and Pauly Market, these speculation markets that are essentially gambling apps about pretty much anything that can happen in the world, taking down their markets on Charlie Kirk's political future, whether or not he might run for president one day. And so we're living in this world where it's not just the ability to gamble on sports, you can gamble on the future of politicians. There was speculation about whether or not Vladimir Zelensky would wear a suit again to the White House. I was walking down the street here in New York City, and you can see these ads for Kalshi and Pauly Market that are putting the odds up for whether or not Zora Mamdani is going to beat Andrew Cuomo in the mayor's race. This is not just a situation that is limited to just sports now. This gambling mindset, I think, has pervaded almost all of our culture, and I think is emblematic of just how much our engagement with our society now is tied to whether or not we can make a financial return from the results of how things happen in our world.
And especially with prop bets in sports, it got to the point where the NBA commissioner Adam Silver went on ESPN and called on his partners to decrease the amount of prop bets that you can place. But will this type of thing, if this continues to snowball, will it impact the partnerships with the likes of FanDuel or DraftKings, which have been partners of the NBA since 2021?
I mean, we'll see, because a huge part of the reason why the NBA was able to get more money for its broadcasting rights, whether it's with NBC or with Amazon, and this is true across all the sports leagues, even though ratings aren't necessarily up enormously, sports gambling has been a huge savior to the industry due to television ratings falling because of cable cutting. And sports betting has kind of been the solution that the leagues themselves have presented to themselves as, here's how we make back the money that we're not making from cable and people who don't watch sports subsidizing the broadcast of NBA games, MLB games, NFL games. And so they're in this really tight position now where a lot of these broadcast partners have major sports gambling advertisements. Most sports media podcasts, most sports podcasts have gambling advertising on it. A lot of the industry is completely, in large ways, is funded by sports media, sports media funneling people towards gambling. And so there is a larger systemic issue here where I feel a lot of the media is compromised in being able to talk about this issue because they take so much money from sports gambling. And that's just kind of a reflection of the state of the media industry as a whole, where, you know, people don't want to lose their jobs. Understandably so. I was part of the ESPN layoffs in 2023. And as a result, there's just less conversation about how much gambling is changing our relationship to sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This latest investigation involves NBA veterans, a Hall of Fame player and coach, Chauncey Billups, among those tied up in this. But are you concerned about younger athletes, too? Is gambling permeating the college ranks, even high school, which has turned into big business?
Yeah, I'm concerned just about how much this gambling mindset is changing the way that people play sports. I talk to athletes who say that regardless of how well they perform, good or bad, they're getting harassed in their DMs on social media because someone is always losing. If they pitch well, someone is losing. If they pitch poorly, someone is losing. And I think that it's changing your relationship to fandom. You know, the way that people used to root for their favorite teams or their favorite players, people are now primarily rooting for their bets. And I think that that in itself, I think, is shifting our relationship to sports as well. And I think one of the things that really concerns me is how much this has become normalized among young people in America. This is their way to engage with sports, and they don't necessarily know anything different. And I think that when sports is framed in such a transactional lens, I think it takes out a lot of the soul of what has made it special. Like, ultimately, why I love following sports is following the long arcs of my favorite team, the satisfaction of following a team rebuild itself and potentially win a championship. You know, when someone engages with sports primarily through the lens of sports betting, those stories don't necessarily hold the same value. And I think that it changes the way that you engage with in the world and with your own life.
Yeah, I mean, today it overshadowed the arrival of a potential generational superstar with Victor Wembanyama and his 40-point performance for the Spurs last night. But I wonder, The Athletic has posted several articles, has published several articles regarding the players and their reception to sports betting and what you've been alluding to with how fans just take in sports and how we view athletes now within a betting prism. Do you think there's a possibility that maybe a players union from these leagues stand up and say, hey, we need to at least put a stop to this or maybe just limit the amount of betting that takes place within our sport?
I don't know what's going to happen. Yeah. And because the unions have also been pushing everything towards sports gambling. I mean, LeBron James, who's been the face of the NBA, is a DraftKings ambassador. You know, people talk about like how this legal sports gambling allows the leagues to, again, better monitor potential irregularities. I think that the average fan doesn't care about it. And I think they look at the headlines and they see that there's a player who's potentially, throwing games or affecting the result of the game as a result of bets. And I think the average person looks at the optics of that and they think that games are rigged. I mean, if you look at the statistics right now among Americans, 6 in 10 Americans are concerned sports gambling could increase the risk of match fixing, bribery, or unethical influence on games. And a day like today, I think, validates that concern. And so this is a situation where, you know, I think back to the Bud Selig quote all the time that happened during the steroid era, where, you know, the integrity of the game is central to a sports league just even mattering in the first place, because what's the point of having sports if people don't believe in the results? During the steroid era, Bud Selig said the perception of the integrity of the game is as important as the integrity itself. And I think that that's one of the things that the commissioners of the leagues, the players union, have all lost sight of over the course of the last few years, because that money has come in the way that it has.
June, whenever there is a controversial call in a game, whether it's the NFL or an umpire makes a controversial call or an NBA official makes a controversial call, you will hear fans of the team that's on the short end of the stick say, the refs are on the take. Now, as far as I know, there's only been one NBA official that's been caught up in that, and really not much there. But there's that old saying, that perception is reality. Does the public believe that the refs, the athletes, are on the take?
I think that there's a large majority of the public that does believe in it. I mean, if 6 in 10 Americans believe that sports could be rigged, I think it speaks to at least the suspicion that exists. And this is the type of story that tips things over the edge, where because the media partners, because you turn on a sports game and all the ads are sports gambling, when you watch a sports commentary show in the middle of the day, a lot of the ads are sports gambling. Podcasts, a lot of the ads are sports gambling. There is this perception among the average sports fan that sports gambling is dictating the direction of sports. And if that perception exists, whether it is true or not, that is a fundamental attack on the business of sports and whether or not, people believe that any of this stuff even matters.
June Lee, we've loved your work on ESPN. I know you're working on a very topical op-ed for the New York Times. You've been in the Washington Post. We appreciate you coming on KCBS today to help us break down this complicated story.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.